just on a break from the GBC meeting and overlooking Mayapur. Lord Chaitanya's birthplace is straight ahead of me. It's right south of Mayapur Chandradoi Mandir. And there's such a phenomenal spread of buildings between here and there. Some of them are ISKCONs, others are other mats, others are private dwellings. It really wasn't like this when I first came here, 34 years ago, pardon. There was nothing. There was nothing between here and there. And of course, it's all Srila Prabhupada's grace, and not Prabhupada preached, and not Prabhupada established this place, which, even though others may complain about, by others I mean other local mats, about our excessive size of Prabhupada's samadhi, the plans for the new temple, they wouldn't be thriving. People, devotees, many of them just local devotees who somehow or another came in contact with ISKCON, went to the West, acquired some funds and are able to build families for their homes for their families, and other temples were also thriving and developing by adding ashrams, building new temples. It's all because other people, more people are coming here than ever before. Many of them are Westerners, many of them are Bengalis, some from other parts of India, but mostly West Bengal, Calcutta, and it's making this place prosperous. Srila Prabhupada's grace, Srila Prabhupada's mercy. There's some really wild colors out there in terms of color buildings. There's one purple one. I'm just looking over to Ipataka Maharaj's roof. That banging you're hearing, I'm speculating, but I think that it's right. I'm going to find out. It looks to me like a elevator shaft that's going up from the courtyard in the temple room up to all the different floors, and specifically to Tripitaka Maharaj's roof, so that when he comes here to live, he'll have elevator access and will have to be walking up to the roof. The lotus fountain is still here. The area that is marked out for the development of the new temple is still as it's been before. Nothing's really changed. In fact, construction is going on for building the area that will house the pandal, the main stage. And we'll find out somewhat later about what the plans for the new temple are, what the plans on construction is, design, timeline, based on the new economic situation of the world, and how that's going to impact the funding, financing for the new temple. This morning we spent time on a revision of ISKCON's laws. There's a subcommittee that's dealing with restructuring the laws, reorganizing them, reviewing them, seeing those which are repetitive, some which may be redundant due to time, others that need updating, and then to actually present them in a format that's easily readable, easily accessible, that's also online, updates the 1996 version of the laws that we had. And now we're going to be doing some of the deputy voting. deputy voting, reviewing some of the votes, that proposals that the deputies already processed. The way the GBC body works is that proposals that come to the body are processed by what are ISKCON deputies, their devotees from different parts of the world, to volunteer really valuable time and do an invaluable service for many days before the GBC meeting by reviewing the proposals, voting on them, editing them, and presenting them with recommendations already to the GBC body, which saves us a phenomenal amount of time. GBC meetings, it used to deal with 80% just processing proposals in the past. Now we spend a fraction of that time and mostly deal with other more proactive issues, like reviewing the law book, and a similar topic which we'll be taking up also is the Constitution. This morning there was a really great class by Banu Maharaj, and I put that on, share it, and recommend devotees to read it. It really gives a wonderful insight as to the role that Shastra plays in presenting the absolute truth and different phases of knowledge leading to knowledge of the absolute truth. I just got interrupted twice, being reminded to go into the meeting. And then I think what I wanted to add was also the role that the spiritual master plays in actually explaining the scripture, the apparent contradictions in the scripture, the levels of instructions that's given in them, clearly, succinctly, as Srila Prabhupada did, no holds barred. What is the absolute truth about devotional service? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that's the role that the Guru and the Acharya plays in that. Listen to the lecture. Maharaj is a real scholar. He's a Sanskritist as well. He's translated many important books and commentaries, and very, very learned in his presentation, but at the same time, very simple, easy to understand way. Anyway, that's it for today. I'm going to run in there. I'm still booked till for meetings till 8 o'clock at night, so you'll have to excuse me for the brevity here. Hare Krishna.